The mitzvah of matanas levyeinim. The sages obligated every Jew on Purim day to give at least two presents to two paupers, one present to one pauper each. Both men, women, and women are obligated in this mitzvah, and as we discussed yesterday regarding mishloach manos, the same applies to matanas levyeinim, that even married women are to be stringent to give matanas levyeinim on behalf of themselves, in addition to the matanas levyeinim sent by their husband. And thus, the husband is to give his wife permission to distribute her own personal matanas levyeinim and not rely specifically on him. It is best for her to personally distribute this tzedakah, this matanas levyeinim, rather than have her husband do it for her. All family members are likewise obligated to send their own personal matanas levyeinim, and they are not to rely on their parents, even if they are still supported by them and live in their home. In the event that they don't have any money, then the parent is to provide them with enough money to perform the mitzvah matanas levyeinim. Children that are above the age of chinuch are to be educated to give matanas levyeinim, and as the Rebbe stated, that if one is in doubt as whether the child is vishayed of chinuch, then he is to be stringent. As is brought in Paiskim, even a pauper is obligated to give matanas levyeinim, even though he is also liable to receive matanas levyeinim. Men are allowed to distribute matanas levyeinim to female paupers as well as vice versa, and this is unlike the matter of matanas of mishloach manos, in which case men do not send to women and women do not send to men. But in the case of matanas levyeinim, it is not a problem. When on Purim is one to distribute the matanas levyeinim? So the matanas levyeinim are to be distributed during Purim day by daytime. One who sends it the night before or Matzei Purim does not fulfill his obligation. According to Kabbalah, it's supposed to be given specifically after the Megillah reading as opposed to beforehand. However, there are those that distribute it also before davening. To how many paupers must one distribute the presents? So one is obligated to give at least two presents to two poor people, one present to each pauper. This is only from the letter of the law. In truth, it is a mitzvah to give more than the minimum amount mentioned in the above obligation. And as stated in the Rambam and later Paiskim, it is a greater mitzvah to increase in giving matanas levyeinim than to increase in mishloach manos. What must one give the poor person? What consists of a present, of a matana? So initially, the present should consist of something which can readily be used by the pauper, such as food or money, as is recorded in Achreinim. How much must the present be worth? So there is no exact amount that is recorded as mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that he says that the Ritva mentions that one should at least give the equivalent of a pruta, which is a very minute amount. Today a pruta is less than 6 cents, is less than 1.4 cents, less than 6 agarot. However, what's accepted is, as is brought in other paiskim, to give a minimum worth of 3 kebetzim of food, meaning that one should give enough money or enough food to the pauper that he could purchase with it 165 grams worth of food. And if he gives them food, then the food should consist of 165 grams. The Kaf HaChaim concludes that one should be stringent like this opinion. However, in a time of need, one does fulfill his obligation of matanas levyeinim by even giving a 5-cent coin to a poor person. Likewise, in Israel, in a time of need, one can simply give 10 agarot in order to fulfill the mitzvah, at least on a minimum level. May one use miser money for matanas levyeinim? So the answer is that the minimal amount required, as we stated above, cannot be given through miser money, as one is obligated to give that amount external of miser. However, any additional money that one desires to add past the minimum obligation amount can be considered and taken off from the miser money. What does one do if he does not have any paupers available in his area, in his vicinity? What should he do with the money? So it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and in such a case, one should set the money aside and give it to a pauper as soon as the opportunity presents itself. Alternatively, one can send the money through a messenger to a different city where there are paupers and have it given there. Who is considered a pauper? So practically, although this matter is discussed in Paiskim, any person who is unable to pay his bills that he has for normal living expenses is considered poor in this regard and may be given miser money. A poor person doesn't have to be someone who doesn't have any food on the table. It can also mean someone who doesn't have enough money to pay his electricity bill or to pay tuition for his kid's schooling. Likewise, on this note, yeshiva bachrim that do not have an income of their own are considered like paupers and may be given matanos levyayim. For what purpose may this money be used by the paupers who receive it? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the paupers may use the money for whatever they wish, and there is no limitation in this regard. The Mechaber concludes in these laws that one is not to be particular regarding distributing Purim money, and whoever spreads open their hand to request donations are to be given. There's a tradition from the students of the Baal Shem Tov that the day of Purim is a great school for requesting matters from Hashem, an increase in prayer and supplication, and that's what it means when it says that all that spread open their hands are to be given, meaning that on Purim Hashem answers the prayers of all that request Him.